Well, welcome back. Welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Jacob, I believe I'll let your mellifluous vocal cords do the honor for this little next segment we're going
to
do.
Happy to do that. And now, cue the jungle drums, ta-ta-ta-ra, the timpanis, and begin the begin. It's that moment when Nate Butler, our audio engineer and technical producer, expounds on heady and oft, or not so oft, whimsical meanderings.
There's nothing so profound or great as a moment with Nate.
Oh, Nate.
Yes, George.
It's so nice to see you, although you're gradually disappearing.
Yeah.
You've lost a lot of weight, haven't you?
Yeah, although I did manage to eat a couple of donuts on the way to work.
I know. And there are donuts here, too. I'm already breaking my...
Well, I was happy to bring that up, actually, because I noticed we used to talk a lot about my breakfast.
Yes, I know. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah. Another thing that we used to talk about, do you remember a while back when I really became enthused about oscilloscopes?
I guess I remember that.
I was really...
Oh, that's right. Oscilloscopes. It was the door-to-door plan.
Yeah.
Oscilloscopes door-to-door.
And sales have been a little lackluster.
Yes.
I've got a new plan. I think you heard me using the measurement mic at a perpendicular angle to the sound reproduction system this morning, and I was using a pink noise generator, and I'm on to it.
Did you say that pink noise?
Yeah, pink noise. That's what every household in America needs.
I could not see any pink when it was on. I looked, but I didn't see any. Was it in the air?
Yes.
Okay.
So I don't know what to, maybe you need a...
It's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt your train of thought.
The train is wrecked.
Oh. But you use the pink noise generator.
Yeah. And I really do think that, in these trying times in America, that's really going to help a lot of people out. Get a pink noise generator in their house.
Oh, you use that in the house.
Yeah.
And then that would enable them to attune their...
Yeah.
Their walls.
Recalibrate.
That's what we all need to do is recalibrate. That's good. Well, give Nate a great hand for that.
Thank you, George.
Moment of wisdom. And that was a moment with Nate. All right. Zach Du Bois, well, let's get back to your work. We talked a little bit about your guitar playing and picking that up. Tell me a little bit about your work in Nashville, because you were in Nashville for a while, right?
Yeah, I was. Kind of off and on from the time I graduated from undergrad until medical school, I was living in Nashville. And it's a really great community of creatives, and especially for songwriters. A lot of people move to, chase that dream. And so there's a great energy there, a creative energy. I just had a really great experience in Nashville, and it's a fun place to create. And I learned a lot about songwriting there. Before I moved to Nashville, I kind of only wrote whenever I was inspired to write. And, that's one strategy, and I don't think that's wrong. And then there's the other strategy that I learned in Nashville, was that you just get up every day and you do your creative endeavor. And sometimes you don't get anything worthwhile. And sometimes you get this really special thing. And the feeling at the beginning of the day, I kind of learned with didn't really dictate that for the most part. And for me, it was never, I never got into songwriting to get rich or, become famous. I never actually wanted any of that. I just wanted to support myself doing something that I loved. And I was fortunate enough to do that for 7 years, and now I'm moving into a new season of life. But the great thing about music and the creative process is that, it's a lifelong endeavor, and doesn't matter what you're doing for your, quote unquote, day job, if creating is something that you want to do, you can always find time to create and have that be a part of your life. And I think that's something that's really special about music, poetry, you know, whatever your creative outlet is. Woodworking, I enjoy woodworking, and it's, you know, it's all the same. You know,
well, share with us one of your creations here, because we've really enjoyed your song so far. It's been such a lovely experience.
Well, since you said this, it has been a lovely experience, I figured we might take a left turn here. I've been fortunate enough to travel around a lot of the world, and one of my favorite places to go is Paris, France. And we were kind of talking before the show about Paris and how lovely it is and a great city it is. It's the city of light and the city of love. And I was fortunate enough to go there with a girl I was dating at the time. And you know, you think Paris is the most romantic city in the world. There's no way that you can screw up a romantic getaway to Paris. I learned that there is a way that you can screw up a romantic getaway to Paris. And the way you do that is you drink too much wine at dinner, continue to drink too much wine at a corner cafe after dinner. And then you get into a disagreement, a minor disagreement. And she might leave you at your table to walk back to her Airbnb. And, when you're faced with a situation like that, there's two options you have. The first is you can chase her through the streets of Paris and make sure she gets back to the Airbnb okay, because she doesn't speak any French. Or you can sit at the table and finish the half carafe of wine that's still left. And I decided to do the latter and pulled out my iPhone and made a note to write a breakup song about Paris, because I'd never heard a breakup song about Paris. I've heard a lot of love songs about Paris, but I've never heard a breakup song about Paris. So this is my breakup song for Paris. Fortunately for me, we didn't actually break up, and I ended up getting married to my now wife. We actually traveled back to Paris the next year and got engaged in Paris. And so the narrator of the song was not as lucky as I was, though. This is Paris is for Lovers. I woke up ass naked in a hurricane of clothes on the third floor of a hostel where no one knows my name except the front desk, and they have my credit card. I need to get dressed and go get it so I can get to getting far away from this goddamn place on the boulevard Saint-Germain. Yeah, Paris, well, it's for lovers, and I don't have a lover anymore. She's in the arms of another, and I'm hungover. I sure as hell don't belong in Paris. Oh, but I'm in Paris. Well, my head feels like a building dancing with a wrecking ball. I got a soft pack full of cigarettes and time to walk all alone along the left bank while she paints Mona Lisa's smile with some acrylic canvas poet hell. When I leave, I'm never coming back to Paris. 'Cause it's for lovers, and I don't have a lover anymore. She's in the arms of another, and I'm hungover. I sure as hell don't belong in Paris. Oh, but I'm in Paris. Sure ain't the picture painted in my mind. I'm on a bench on the Champ de Mar with a homeless guy and a bottle of wine. Well, 'cause Paris, it's for lovers, and I don't have lover anymore. She's in the arms of another.
hungover. I sure as hell don't belong in Paris. Oh, but I'm in Paris. Caught a ride inside a Big Bird. I'm heading back across the pond. And all that I've got left to say is kiss my ass. And au revoir. La da, la da 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 da, la da, la da 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 da, la da, la da 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 da. La da la da 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 la da la da 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 la da la da 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 da.
Yeah, I could hear that sort of street band playing la da 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 da.
Yeah,
yeah.
As
yeah.
any good breakup song does, there's some la da da's.
Yeah, yeah. God. Gotta have that. Anyway, well, songs are such a great way to process our emotions and to make sense of them. And they bring us different kinds of truths. I love that Kabir piece because it talks about the swing between the conscious and the unconscious world. And I think that, you know, a lot of times songs sort of come out of our unconscious, and they're a way that our unconscious can speak to us in a way in which it helps us to grow. You know, to be able to see and let out emotions and in a very healthy way, I think.
Yeah, one of my favorite artists, Dierks Bentley, he said that songwriting, and especially country music songwriting, is the greatest shrink money can buy.
So. Yeah, that's great. Well, tell me about medical school. Where are you in studying medical school?
Yeah, so I'm in my third year now at Marion University's College of Osteopathic Medicine down in Indianapolis, and I'm actually in my clinical rotations. The first 2 years of medical school, you spend doing classwork, and then your last 2 years, you're in clinics and in the hospital, actually getting to finally practice some of the medicine that you've been learning. And so, I'm fortunate enough to be doing most of my clinical rotations actually back home in Elkhart County. I moved into Goshen with my wife during COVID. Once all that kind of went down, we decided to move from Indianapolis back home. And so it's really nice. I'm working right now at Goshen Hospital, which is great, and with surgical oncologists, and getting to see all sorts of fun and cool things. And
Goshen is such a lovely community for young people. It's got lots going on. You've got the cafe there. And I think Nate's from Goshen, aren't you, Nate?
Absolutely, yeah.
You have your studio there, I believe, Nimble Wit Productions.
He does. Right? It's in the basement of Ignition Garage, another great...
Yeah, movie. I know. Unbelievable place that mm-hmm. Nate has been intimately involved with. Yep. We're so lucky to have him over this way and his expertise. Well, that's terrific. I'd like you to do one last song for us, if you could, and introduce that as well. Tell us the story behind it.
Yeah, so I actually wasn't planning on playing this song, but being a part of the show and kind of having the outlet to kind of talk about songs and the creative process, this is something that I'm just kind of inspired to do right now. This song called Pray for Rain, and I met this guy down in Nashville. His name was Lupe, and we had a mutual friend who Lupe did some odd jobs around the house for, and after I'd met Lupe a couple of times, I finally got to talk to him and learn his story, and I learned that he had crossed the border twice from Mexico to get to the United States. And hearing about his story, the second time he crossed, actually, I think half the people in his party disappeared or didn't make it across the border that he knows of. And so hearing his story and what he's done to kind of come to the United States to chase his American dream, I wanted to share his story and kind of... at the time I was reading John Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath, and I noticed a lot of correlations between the Jodes traveling west during the Great Depression and Dust Bowl and people trying to flock to the United States over the past couple of decades from Central and South America, and wanted to kind of show the universality in that you know, there's a lot of people that are willing to risk everything to come here. So hopefully people don't take it for granted. It's a great place that we live. anyways, didn't want to get political with it, so I just wanted to tell Lupe's story. And so this is it's called Pray for Rain.
He came from Mexico, so he could try and grow his own American dream. He left all he loved behind, his new son and a wife. He was seeking a better life, family. That Sonoran desert sure was hot, but this coyote said it's the best chance of not getting caught. So he prayed for rain to come cool the land, take away his pain. But the rain never came, so he carried on anyway. Cross the border with no plan, but he wasn't scared to work. He had two hands, so he made some plans, heading to San Joaquin. He arrived around harvest time, but the dust was thick and jobs were hard to find. No fruit on the vines in the valley. They hadn't seen dirt this dry since 39. And all the weather models were calling for no wind in sight. So we prayed for rain to come cool the land and take away his pain. But the rain never came, so we carried on in. Will he finally scrape the money up, send it all back down, so his wife could pay the coyote and escape Oaxaca town? So sitting around the table here tonight, think about the men and the women, just picking to survive, and pray for rain, pray for rain, I pray for rain. Pray for rain. Praying for rain.
That's the great big heart of Zach DuBois in song. That's great. Thank you so much for your coming to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour today. And will you do us a favor and, you know, once we open back up, would you think about coming and maybe doing a concert for us?
I would love nothing more than that. Anytime you get to come and talk about songs and play music for people that actually want to listen, I'll be here.
All right. That's great.
With support from Judith Robert and Tom Kepazinskis, Marshall County Community Foundation, Marshall County Tourism, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
Well, thank you to our special guest, Zach DuBois, for his beautiful songs and for making me a great deal on my emergency appendectomy. We also want to thank John Baylor, our music producer, for his beautiful theme music, and our Alpha Wolf stage manager, Howard Gibbs, our earnest announcer, Jacob Moreno, and our photographer, Matthew the Bird Moser, although sometimes some of you may know him as Moser Dozer. Thanks also to Nate Butler, co-producer and effervescent sound engineer, our media guru, Jim Yoakum, our tattooist, Mevo engineer, and house musician, Ryan Meir, our video wizard, Jim Yoakum, and our hospitality angel, Jennifer Reed. We'd also like to thank our resident carpenter, Buddha, oh, that's Mark Woolever, and we want to give a special shout out to our friend Gene Pazderka out there in Baltimore. We love you and we miss you. We also want to say a few kind words for Paula Hazen, who passed, and a wonderful soul who helped us out at the moon so much. She just had a beautiful, beautiful person passed on to the great beyond. Thank you so much, Paula, and Roger, too. And let's see. I must have a line here for you, right? Something about lightning.
That's okay. Right, George.
Okay. Have you got lightning in that thing?
I already answered.
So when you think you've lost that light,
oh yeah,
oh, pain and heartache,
you tell us now.
Fill your soul with strife.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon radio production.